First meeting of the task force of the new term, the Kowloon, Tsuen Tuan and Kwai Ching task force. Apologies I have from Paul Zimmerman, Karen Barreto, Paul Chan and Mr. Lam. We also have one or two new faces with us and one or two alternates here. We have Joyce Lau here, who's attending the meeting on behalf of Mr. Jansen Wong. Welcome to the meeting. We have Maggie here representing the Business Environment Council and attending in the place of Tom Callahan. And we have Sujata from Hong Kong Institute of Urban Design, not arrived yet, on her way. She's attending the meeting on behalf of Ivan Ho. So those are just for noting. Thank you. Formalities, start of the new term, under the House rules, we should elect a chairman of the task force for the current term. I'm just keeping the seat warm, so for whoever is about to sit in it, I'm not volunteering. Could we seek nominations from members, please? No, I think in honesty, I have far too much to do, not only chairing the commission, but given my involvement with the ongoing ambition to create an authority. So please, I would urge you to find perhaps someone from elsewhere within the room. Thank you. Maggie?
Knowing how much you've got to do. But no, apart from that, I would like to...
You have a vested interest.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to see you occasionally. I would like to nominate Becky. You did a very good job time last time round.
So I have a proposal that Becky becomes the chair. Could I have a seconder, please? Suki, thank you very much. I don't want to put it to vote. Can I assume it's unanimous? Good. Becky, the seat is warm, the seat is yours.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for your support. I'm glad to be re-elected as the chair of the Kowloon Task Force because I really see this, you know, as a service, and I hope that we will have the support of every one of you to move ahead with the work of the Kowloon Task Force. A lot of the projects that we have seen in the last term may not be ideal from individual perspective, but it's important that we try to move forward according to the harbourfront planning principles and deliver things that citizens in Hong Kong can enjoy. That's basically what I hope to do and hope to have your support in the coming term.